Next application is case number 11388, the application of BCG Real Estate Holding LLC. Site is located east of US Route 13, Sussex Highway, 120 feet north of Route 70, Gordy Road, and being identified on the tax rolls, the tax map ID, District 332, map number 1, and being a part of parcel 105. Requesting a special use exception to place an off-premise sign. On this application, we received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and we did receive one mail return.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wright.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William Glenn, 9309 River Vista, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here today to request the special use exemption to put up a billboard on the property that we purchased for that reason. There's no homes located within 300 foot. Matter of fact, it's mostly cornfield around it. There's no signs that it would block. The property is there beside Mr. O'Neill's property that we bought it from Mr. O'Neill for that purpose, and he's fully aware of it. I probably should have had him here to say he wasn't in opposition to it or supported it, but I didn't. There should be no economic impact on against any of the property adjacent to this. I found no instance of that. I did find the only economic impact that I found on it was in Philly. I don't know if you're interested in that, how that.
What was that again, sir?
I did find an economic impact on other properties, but that's up in Philly. I'm just saying, I didn't find anywhere it said it impacted any properties around here. Of course, that just said that that there was no effect on the housing values. Of course, there's no houses close by, so.
Okay.
So you're stating that you're meeting the requirements in 159.5, which is all the 350,
yes,
the 25-foot height also?
Yes, we're meeting all the requirements.
Okay.
All right. Are there any questions in from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
Can you tell me whether there's any billboards in the area now that are currently not rented?
We haven't found much. Most of them up and down that stretch are pretty full most of the time. We had rented one before on there that lease expired, and it's since been re-rented.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Rickett, do you have any
questions? No, I don't have any questions.
Mr. Workman?
Yeah, have you got it leased out yet, the sign?
No, it's actually going to be for our property. We have the Oasis Travel Plaza, the Hardee's there in Laurel, and there's a big company that's putting one just before us.
So you're putting your own?
We're putting our own sign up there so that we can
Hopefully
direct them down to our business that our family's been there for 50-some years. We want to stay there.
Okay.
We want to stay here in Sussex County.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. is this going to be a monopole structure?
We're really not sure yet whether we're going to do a three-pole or a monopole structure yet. We've looked at both and been trying to get prices, but we haven't received any back yet for direction.
I'm very familiar with the property, and is there a home on this property?
Not on that property.
There's a home there.
Mr. O'Neill has his property. It's a little further north and east. He sold us the chunk of his original 7 acres there.
Like formerly a horse farm?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But that's more than 300 feet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No other questions.
Okay. All right. Hearing then, no further questions?
I guess I just have one. What effect do you think this will have on neighboring and adjacent properties?
Don't think it'll have any effect on them at all. It won't block anybody's sign. It won't be in anybody's way. And I don't think it'll impact the value of their properties whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
It might make it easier to find Gordy Road coming north.
Yep.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
They don't count.
Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that it won't substantially affect the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. I make a motion and we approve case number 11,388.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,388. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Berkman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,388 is approved, sir.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
How come